This podcast is brought to you by Media Corp Radio. For more, visit podcast.sg.
Hi, we're with Josh Groban at the moment. So Josh, tell us how your interest in singing and music started.
My interest in singing kind of started, very, very young, with mainly my interest in music in general. My parents were great in that they made sure they introduced me to music from a very early age. They took me to shows. I mean, growing up in L.A., it's kind of a melting pot of cultural activity. And so I would see rock concerts. I would see, you know, Cirque du Soleil type shows. I would see everything. And so my love for singing, though, came about when I was a little bit older, when I was 12 or 13. I started really enjoying it and started taking lessons. And I got signed at 17, so I mean, it was kind of a quick process.
Did you already know when you were 12 or 13 that you'd sing professionally years later on?
I just knew I loved theater. I mean, at that age, I wasn't thinking too hard about it. I just knew that I loved theater. I loved to act. I loved to sing. I loved to play music. I loved to write. I just thanked God for this creative energy. I just knew that it was my way of fully communicating. And even if I were to go into business school, I knew that I would be doing stuff in the arts at some point.
So who has been your biggest influence on your career?
Oh, the biggest influence on my career, I think it's hard to say because my parents have been hugely supportive and helpful. My family keeps me grounded and keeps me seeing the bigger picture. David Foster, who discovered me, really helped me, you know, start my path, you know, and really helped me discover myself and discover my voice. That was hugely influential. I think other than that, I really try to make music and take roads that have not really been traveled very much before, you know, and so it's always the harder route, you know, to look back and say, well, who's done this before? But when I listen to my album, you know, I think that the hardest stuff and the most honest stuff comes from when you're just being you and no one else is you. So, you know, it's been fun to be part of that process.
Josh, you know, you've done concerts, you've appeared on TV. Tell us one memorable experience of yours to this day you still, you know, recall fond memories of it.
Oh, one memorable experience. The Olympics was a huge one for me. It was such an honor. It was a really emotional time in our country. It was very closely after 9/11. And I was given the honor of singing the song The Prayer with Charlotte Church at the end of the ceremonies. It was the song that was sung right when the flame went out. And I brought my family, and it was snowing, and it was the first time since 9/11 where the whole world was basically watching one thing and was in one arena. And it was just a very emotional time for me. And I just remember thinking to myself when I was out there in the blistering cold how terribly lucky I am, and that, you know, it made me feel like, you know, I just wanted to work as hard as humanly possible to continue that.